Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KISS 98.5, it's Janet Snyder and Nicholas Pickles, and we welcome to the show stars of Kissmas Bash 2018 and Loud Luxury. We say good morning to Andrew and Joe. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Nothing much. We're in LA right now, so it's a bit early. We actually just got here back from Canada, but I mean, better than being in the cold, right?
Yeah, you guys totally escaped the snowstorm. How lucky.
Yeah, like literally as we were leaving, there was a snowstorm.
So I'm online right now, you guys, and maybe you can help me. Marshmallow wanted some Top Man t-shirts. Is there anything you guys need? Because now we're shopping for everybody, and I love it.
Socks, for sure.
Socks.
I go through them like crazy on tour.
Plain, pattern, color. What's your desire?
Surprise us. Yeah.
Okay. When you say you go through the socks, are you putting holes in your socks?
Well, when you're on the road, there's not really anywhere to wash your clothes.
Right. Never enough time. Congratulations on the success you've had over the past 12 months. What does it feel like?
It's been crazy. This entire year has been like a crazy change for us. Last year, we were sharing a one-bedroom apartment. Now we've got our own place. So it's been incredible. Just getting a song everywhere, it's like the craziest feeling.
Tell me about the song Body, because there's the two of you, and then who's Brando?
So Brando is actually a dude that we met when we first moved to LA to make music, and he's the vocalist on it that we co-wrote the track with. You know, our style is we'll always just feature a different vocalist on every track that we write and produce.
How do I say that first word? Because I am so not cool.
The first line?
Yeah, that first line.
Babe, don't make a sound.
Babe, don't make a sound. Oh, so it's babe.
Beep.
Babe, don't make a sound?
Yeah. He's kind of got a weird voice. Because instead of it being like babe, it's like burp.
So now I know. And if you don't know, now you know. So you guys have had this crazy train of success where all of a sudden everybody knows who you are and your songs are getting added at the same time as artists like Travis Scott. How does that feel?
It's a really cool feeling for us. I mean, like, we didn't make the song with the intention that it was, like, ever going to blow up. We had no idea. We were just kind of making something that we felt really special about. We just wanted to release it, and nobody wanted to sign it. So we were a little hesitant about, like, releasing music or whatever, but then Armada picked it up, and they were like, yeah, this is going to be a hit. Like, so we were honestly just, like, hoping. We're like, maybe if we get, like, 20 million streams on this, like, it's going to be with a big label. Hopefully, like, it gets going, and then every day we're getting surprised with new things by it.
Yeah, we pretty much got taken for a wild ride.
Being from Canada and Toronto, when did you guys know you had made it in Toronto?
Oh, I mean, I remember we did this concert there in January, and it ended up selling out like crazy, you know. And I remember when we played Body, we sort of just ducked out the music on the Hell Nah parts, and you could just hear the entire crowd, you know, front to back, just shouting the words to it. And we were like, damn, like, this is a moment.
It is a moment.
There's one point where in the summertime, there was a lot of promotion going on for us. So legitimately, our faces were on billboards, on those like, street posters, like those massive street posters. We had our faces on the side of the streetcars in Toronto. So basically, like, I would walk around down the street and see my face, like, every 10 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing. So if I was in Toronto, because this station, as you guys know, goes all the way to Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Listen to you guys from Mississauga before.
I love that. Where would I find you guys hanging out in Mississauga or Toronto?
Usually Yorkville. Like, that's my favorite spot to go, kind of just, like, spend the afternoon and chill.
Yeah, I eat a lot, so probably any of the restaurants.
Guys, how is the EDM world as far as competitive DJ teams?
It's very supportive.
It is supportive?
Yeah, I would say much more than any genre.
I love that because I felt like it was going to turn into one big competition between you guys and Cheat Codes and Marshmallow. I think we've got like the world's best DJs in Buffalo on December 6th.
No, Mello's been super supportive. He actually took us on tour in the spring.
Guys like Tiesto, guys like Armin, we've been very fortunate. They've been actually like really putting on for us. And I mean, like it's a really cool feeling because these are guys that we looked up to when we first started. And now they're like bringing us out on shows. They're playing our music all the time. So, I mean, it's just really cool seeing guys like that be that receptive and that supportive of newer artists.
Mello, G-Codes, they've both had us on shows. So even artists on the show world, they've been super great.
So you guys know when you mix a song on stage and you hit it just right, and then all of a sudden the crowd goes insane, crazy, wild. What does that feel like?
Amazing.
It's a crazy feeling. There's honestly no better adrenaline rush than being on stage and just seeing an entire crowd go like mental.
So we're loving the song Body right now from Loud Luxury. What's next for you guys? What are we waiting for?
Oh, man, we got a ton of new music on the way. You know, we're just still trying to ride it out, play some shows, get our music heard. And we're back in L.A. working on a ton of new music that we're just getting ready to release in 2019. So it's going to be an amazing year.
Can you tease a name, drop a name?
We can, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's not really about us not wanting to. It's just more so we have a bunch of records we're just trying to get finalized. So there's some stuff up in the air that we don't want to jinx.
So how do you guys get your Christmas shopping done? Because I thought I was busy. But you guys are on the road and can't even wash your socks. So what do you do?
We use Amazon, and I honestly just waited this weekend and did all the Black Friday and like Cyber Monday stuff and was in bed in my underwear on my computer ordering all of it because I cannot stand going to the mall.
And everybody else is getting leftover merch from the tour.
You want some?
Yes. We love you guys.
All right.
Listen, you guys are going to need to wear the warm coats to Buffalo because we've got the snow for sure. But we cannot wait to have you on stage at Christmas Bash.
From Canada. We're used to it. We're very excited to be in Buffalo. It's actually going to be our first time. And the lineup for this show is incredible. So it's going to be a really crazy experience.
What do you guys, Loud Luxury, what do you want to say to your fans in Buffalo, New York?
That we love you. We're super excited to come and play for everyone. It's our first time there, like Andrew was saying, so we just want to keep an open mind and be really excited for it.
And go Sabres. You guys are hot right now.
Right? Number one in the whole league. How about that?
As a Leafs fan, it's a bitter pill to swallow, but honestly, you guys have been waiting way too long for this, so much respect.
Thank you, Andrew and Joe, Loud Luxury. We are so excited to see your show at Christmas Bash. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
This is KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.